Gift Grub on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
With Lavazza Qualità Rossa, Italy's favourite coffee. A sip of joy.
Today FM.
And things are being kind of upset all the time. Daniel's there with us now. Daniel, you know,
how are you doing?
People are making plans all the time, you know what I mean?
And that's thinking, right.
Like this morning, for example, on Gift Grub this morning, we were going to talk to
I was really looking forward to our chat this morning, Ian. I really was.
I know. Well, I mean, unfortunately, we're going to have... I think Micheál Martin is about to make a statement, so...
I heard that.
Yeah, so...
So will we cancel our chat to some other time?
We could do that. You know, yes. I mean, like, it's you gotta kind of go with the flow a little bit. It has to be a little bit spontaneous, you know what I mean?
I have to say, I'm very interested to see what he says here, Ian. Yeah. I mean, you know, this is the first day, but, I mean... This country, it seems, it's one law for some people and some law for another people. And I think we're either, you know, we're either all in this together or we're not, Ian. You know, that's what I would sort of say to you now.
Sorry, Dan. I'm just going to have to cut you off there. Micheál Martin, he's coming down the stairs now. He's coming down the stairs.
Okay. Oh, I see him. I see him.
Yeah, I'm going to say a few words. Okay, so it's going to be interesting to see what he says.
Okay. Thank you. Good morning. 2020. Has been a difficult year and the COVID-19 crisis continues. Most people have observed the strict restrictions that have been imposed, but it has been noted that some people have not. NFET and Dr. Tony Holohan have informed the government of certain areas within Dublin, which they have seen on television just last night, which are in gross violation of the restrictions. One such area where we believe there is a massive cluster developing is the area of Carrickstown in County Dublin. Therefore, NFET have recommended the following restrictions for Fair City effective from tonight and for Fair City to come in line with the rest of the country. The community centre must remain closed. People are currently entering the centre willy-nilly, some wearing masks while others are not. Yes, they are talking about the virus, sometimes incessantly, but they are doing little about it. McCoy's, including the outdoor section, must remain closed. There have been persistent violations in this regard, and a preview of tonight's programme suggests more violations, with people like Paul Brennan and Bella Doyle refusing to adhere to the restrictions, drinking and lorrying down pints in the courtyard. With regard to the aforementioned Paul Brennan himself, Paul Brennan must stop trying to get off with everybody he sees. He is now clearly a super spreader in the area of Dublin. The restaurant, Vino's, must close immediately. And the owner, I can't remember her name, the blondie one, will receive the pandemic unemployment payment. It must not open tonight. If it is seen opening, it will receive a fine. The mobile food van, Hot Pots, run by Dean Dowling, will be allowed to stay open on the provision that he allows social distancing and to improve his acting skills and get together with the dark-haired one who clearly fancies him. The spa in Carrickstown must observe level 5 guidelines. Currently, there are people standing around in large groups and gaggles talking about personal issues, vendettas, fiancés, infidelities and so on. The onus is on the owner, Renee, who we also ask, please, Renee, wear a mask and stop believing everything that you're told. Please, wash your hands, particularly people with large hands like Leo Dowling, who are constantly waving them around and gesticulating wildly. It seems that Carrickstown is somehow attempting to achieve herd immunity in that part of Ireland. This will not work. Fair City must stay on level five with the rest of the country. We asked them, we begged them to row in.
Taoiseach, what can you tell us, if anything, about the Hungry Pig?
The Hungry Pig must remain closed. Bob's recent attempt to burn it down to claim the insurance was ridiculous and may affect his pandemic unemployment payment. Please remain closed. I'll be watching tonight. Thank you.